Welcome to the Renewed by Truth podcast. Do you struggle with feelings of unworthiness, self-doubt, or just feeling like you are not enough? Do you want to make more of an impact for God's kingdom, but have beliefs that hold you back? Trust me, I have been there. If you are plugging in here today, this is not another self-help podcast, but one steeped in biblical truth. I will help you overcome limiting beliefs, find your true identity in Christ, and live out your God-given purpose. My name is Candy Creech, and this is the Renewed by Truth podcast. Let's get started. Welcome back, friends, to the Renewed by Truth podcast. I'm your host, Candy Creech, and welcome to 2023. I am excited about this year, and I have a few things to share with you before we kick off our podcast for today. First of all, I created a little survey because I want to serve you guys better. I want to know, like, what topics would you like me to cover? I'm actually giving away a $50 Amazon gift card, so if you'll go to the show notes, I'm probably going to end that on, I'm gonna run it through the end of January, actually, just because I want to give everybody a chance. I know with the holidays, sometimes it gets really busy, so I want to give you a chance to give me some feedback and get in on that drawing. So January 30th, I will end that drawing. So I just wanted to get that out of the way, first of all. Second of all, if you are not in our Facebook community, it is growing. I'm posting more in there in 2023. And I want to post something every day for you guys, something that will feed you, something that will make you think. I also want you guys to use that as your community to go in there and ask questions. If you have any questions about anything, to answer the questions that I ask, and where we can just have a place to share, for it to be a safe place, a place to where you feel like you can voice your thoughts and say what you want to say in a nice, kind way, of course, and just have good discussion in there also so we can grow. One thing I was thinking about today is a few things happened today before I recorded this podcast, and I was thinking, I'm so thankful I'm in a place that's different than I was about 3 years ago. And that's really why I started this podcast, because I wanted to help other women overcome limiting beliefs and find their identity in Christ. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today too. But I was just thinking about that before we hopped on here, that I'm just thankful I don't feel like I have to apologize for who I am. I realize that God isn't disappointed in me every time I turn around. And I know that some of you still feel that way, because I know it went because you reach out to me. And I just want to tell you that, you know, God is so much bigger than the way we can think. Like, we can't even imagine. And everything we think of in terms of how we see the world, how we were raised, how our own culture is. And we think in human terms. And we have to remember, God is so much bigger than that. And when we study and read the Bible, we just start getting a little glimpse into who God is. And to really put in your heart and know, like, you really want to own this, that God is not disappointed in you. It's not like another human being that you're afraid you're going to disappoint them. It's not the same thing. And just to be able to understand that and know, just have that confidence in finding your identity in Him. And then the other thing I was thinking about with what some of the conversations I had today is, great things are born out of adversity. Like, when you look back at all the amazing things that have come through adversity, there's so many organizations that help people that come because somebody went through adversity and they don't want the other person to have to go through that, and they want to help them. So they've started this organization. I think about Martin Luther King. I think about the civil rights movement. I mean, that come out of, you know, adversity. So I think if we can flip the switch a little bit and think a little differently, as when we're going through hard things, especially if it's hard things with your family, hard things with other people and the church, it's like, what can I learn from this? Like, God, what do you want to show me? What do I need to change? What are you directing me to? And I was thinking about that, and I got kind of excited, where I think 3 years ago, I probably would have just wallowed for days and been angry and hurt, and then I would have started turning into myself and saying, oh, I don't need to feel this way, I don't need to be this way. But then I realized, like, God, this is going to propel something huge. that you're probably wanting. You're wanting change, and we're going to be able to see that and go for that. So it may not make a lot of sense to you, but just remember that when you're facing adversity, just ask God, what do you want to show me through this? What can I change about myself first? I think we always need to ask that question, like, what can I change about myself? And then say, and what do you want me to do with this? So I think that's a great question to ask. So join our community. I think I started. That's where I started. Today, I'm going to start by talking about asking your question. Do you choose a word of the year? Now, if you're like, oh no, I don't want another podcast about New Year's resolutions. I don't care about choosing a word of the year. Stick with me. It's not about New Year's resolutions, okay? And if you don't choose a word of the year, that's perfectly okay. But I just want to tell you a little bit about my experience, because I'm hoping to inspire you and I want you to grow spiritually. And this may be a way that can help you grow spiritually. And that's why I want to share this with you. So I just want to share a little bit about my experience, because I feel like a lot of you guys can relate to me because of the messages that I've gotten. And if you have not messaged me and you've been listening to my podcast, I would love it if you would send me a message, like if there's any questions you have about anything that we share, comments, you know, or join our group and talk in there. I mean, I love to hear from people. But over the past 5 years, I've actually chosen a word of the year. I try to pray about it, probably more so in the last 3 years. I probably pray about it more. And I'm really looking for a word that God wants me to focus on. And that's kind of the point of the word of the year. It's like, whatever's in front of your mind is what you focus on. It's just the way God wired our brains, okay? So when you choose a word, it's like, now as I pray about it, I try to choose a word thinking about the year ahead. Like, what am I wanting to accomplish this year? What do I feel like God wants me to accomplish this year? And sometimes I see people pray so much and worry so much about, I don't know where to choose that. I don't know if that's the way God wants me to go or whatever. Let me just relieve your anxiety a little bit, because I used to do that as someone that's about to turn 50. I just want to tell you that if you're walking in obedience to God and He's given you a peace, don't stress about it. Just go with it, okay? Because if it's not against His will, if you're looking in the Bible and you're realizing that, you know, He commanded us to do certain things and to stay away from certain things. Okay, if you're good there, it's not out of His will, you have a peace about it, you prayed about it, then just go with it. Don't stress about it. So I think I see a lot of people stress over their word of the year. But I thought about, what is going to be different this year? And so it made me reflect on the last couple of years. So I wanted to share a couple of things with you. So in 2021, it was a huge year of change for me. And I've talked about that on my podcast before. You probably heard me that, and I'll never forget it, because when we have aha moments with God, we never forget them. Like, there's some that I've had, oh gosh, 20 years ago that I haven't forgotten, because it was just a God moment. It's just like when He spoke to my heart and says, do this or don't do this thing. You know, it's just so evident. And so, you know, in 2021, with my year of change and it become a year of rest and renewal for me, He said, draw near to me, like over and over until I like got it through my head. Okay, God, quit asking what I'm supposed to do. Draw near to you. That's all I'm going to do. And the thing that helped me that year, what I realized, and let me tell you my word for the year. My word for 21 was abundance. And I think sometimes when people think about abundance, they're thinking about money. And it wasn't about money. But more than that, it was the fact that God gave me a different heart. He gave me a heart of abundance, a different mindset. He made me think bigger. And this is what I learned, that humans did not determine my worth. Working at the church did not determine my worth. Achievements, validation from others, materialistic things, even words of affirmation did not determine my worth. God had already determined me worthy through the blood of Jesus Christ, not through anything I had done. That means there's nothing I could do to become unworthy. And when you can just grasp that, your life is going to change. Now, it took me a long time to get there. It didn't happen at the beginning of the year. It took me a long time to get there. But I started finding my identity in just God, nothing else. And when you find that, it gives you power from God. It is power through the Holy Spirit. And I talked on my last podcast or a couple ago, you can go back and look, about the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what it gives you when you really start realizing that. And so I just want you to say, Think about where you're finding your identity. And maybe you're saying, I do find my identity in God, but think about this. If you're a teacher, a preacher, an elder, a leader, an employee, a CEO, whatever it is that you do, if all that was stripped away from you, how would you feel? And if you feel like you are losing something, if it would cause you to go into depression, if it would cause you to feel like you don't know what to do or where to go, then you're probably finding your identity there. And so you really want to think about that. If all that was stripped away, who am I? Where do I find my identity? And, you know, it makes me think about when you meet somebody, when I meet somebody new, I'm a one-on-one person. Like, I'm not the entertainer. I don't want to draw attention to myself in a group. That's not who I am. But I am a one-on-one person. I love talking to people one-on-one, and I like to get to know them. Like, I'll ask so many questions. Sometimes my family's a little embarrassed by me. But I'll be like, what do you do? Do you have kids? Where do you work? Where do you live? Like, I want to know everything. What do you do for fun? Like, I have this whole list of questions. I just like to get to know people. But I thought, you know, we always start with, what do you do for a job? You know, what's your profession? Or are you a stay-at-home mom? Or, you know, are you a college student? What do you do? I thought, you know what? I want to switch that question. I want to ask people, tell me what you're passionate about. Don't tell me what you do, because sometimes we define who we are by what we do. And I want to know, what are you passionate about? Because if somebody asked me, like right now, what are you passionate about? I would say, I'm passionate about teaching God's word. Number one passion in my life. Okay, like that's it. Like I can say it like immediately because that's where I'm the most passionate. If you can't tell sometimes on here, I get pretty excited. So I just want you to think about, if everything was stripped away, where's your identity? Is it really in God? So we have 2021, then the fall of 2021 is I heard God saying to me, now you drew near to me, you're overcoming these limiting beliefs, I'm teaching you something. Go teach it to somebody else. Pour into the people I put in front of you. So I went, God, who did you put in front of me? Because I felt alone. I was staying at home. I was working from home. I didn't ever go out and see anybody, hardly ever. I thought, who? He said, your team that you work with. I'm like, oh, yes, pour into them. And then he said, your kids' friends that they bring to the house. Oh, yeah, pour into them. So it became anybody that God put in front of me to open my eyes to it and pour into them, because he was taking me from a very task-oriented person that I was to a people-oriented person that he wanted me to be. And he wanted me to see people, and he wanted me to listen to people. And I think a lot of the times I didn't slow down and pour into people because I was an introvert, and that was harder for me. And because I lacked the confidence, I lacked the self-worth in myself. I didn't feel worthy enough to have those hard conversations with somebody or worthy enough to pour into them. And when God was working on me, he said, now go do that. And I had prayed for so long, like I wanted to make a big impact. And what God showed me is you have to make an impact where you are first. And it doesn't mean that's not a big impact. I'm going to tell you, I've really realized that for myself today. It does not mean that. But you've got to speak truth to the people that God's put in front of you first, okay? So, like I say, 2021 was a year of abundance. I started my podcast at the end of the year. And in 2022, my word was believe. And I wanted to just really believe God, believe what he was doing in my life, believe what he had done for me, believe that he put stuff in me that he wanted me to use, and that I needed to believe in myself through God. I needed to trust him and believe the things that he said about me. Because if I couldn't believe it for myself, I thought, how can I teach another woman to believe the good things that God says about her, to trust in him, and to have that confidence if I didn't believe it in myself? So this year has been a huge year of belief for me. This is honestly the year that I stepped out and I quit worrying about what others thought. Quit worrying about what they thought about what I'm doing, whether I should be doing it, whether I shouldn't be doing it, or maybe I'm not doing something that they think I should be doing. I just quit worrying about that. And I just started believing God and what he said and believing in the gifts that he gave me and starting to be a little bolder about that. And even little things that used to really bother me, like my Southern accent, especially when I listen back to my podcast. Like, that would really bother me. And I even wanted to give up on podcasting because of it. And there were so many other things. Like, I'll say things on here when I go back to work on editing my podcast. I'm like, that sounds so dumb. But the thing that God showed me is like, it doesn't matter. And I realized that, like, just do what God called you to do. He's going to take care of the rest. So now here's 2023. I had been praying. I started praying in November because I started planning out my year at the beginning of December for this year. And I started praying about my word. And I'm like, I just can't come up with this. I just don't know. And I started setting my goals. And I was looking at my goals and thinking, this, you know, I had really 2 years of real, I felt rest, just rest and renewal. More of a slowed down time. It is just different for me from any other time in my life. And so as I was praying about this, and it took a while because I probably was overthinking it, but I thought, where do I want to go this year? And I thought, that's it. Just go. Go. Quit overthinking it. I thought, that's a weird word of the year. Nobody chooses go. They choose like inspiring words. I don't know if that's inspiring. So I got to thinking about it. And the first thing when I thought about go, God, go, what does that even mean? And the first verse that popped into my head immediately was, go and make disciples of all nations. And I thought, go. That's what he told the disciples. Now, because he told, you know, I've given you what you need. You may not feel like you have enough yet, but I'm telling you, you do. Now go and make disciples of all nations. And so it got me to thinking about go. It involves taking steps. It involves moving and doing something. It involves that action, okay? And so I thought about, I wonder how many times God told people to go in the Bible. And I could actually think of a number of times just off the top of my head. And the first one I thought about was Abraham, when he called him from his country. And so I went through and I started looking up all these verses. And I did like a little over a page. And now, because go is my word of the year, it keeps popping up and I keep seeing more things about go. And now when I read a verse, I'm like, oh, it says go. I like it. It's awesome. So I want to tell you some of these because you may be in a situation to where you were like I was and you were saying, but I don't have enough resources yet. I don't have enough tools. I don't have enough knowledge. I don't have enough confidence. All these things. I can't go yet, God. And he's saying, yeah, you have it all. Now go. And that's what he told me. He said, it's time. I've given you everything you need. It's time to go. And the other thing I thought about with go is the fact that I am thinking in my own strength when I say, I don't have what I need to go. I don't have what I need to go and make disciples of all nations. I don't have it all. I don't have enough. But God has enough. And that's what he reminded me, just like he says in the Bible. So I want to read some of these verses to you. So first of all, Genesis 12:1, the Lord said to Abram, go from your country, your people, your father's household to the land I will show you. He said, it's time for you to go somewhere else, okay? And I've been there. I know that at one time God called me to leave something good for something else. He told me to, hey, go away from there and go over here. Go somewhere else, okay? Exodus 3:20, it says, this is when God was telling Moses, he said, so now go, I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring the Israelites, my people, out of Egypt. Now, if you have not read this, I would go back to Exodus chapter 3. This is where God met Moses in the burning bush, you know, and he says, okay, it's time for you to do this thing. And of course, Moses questioned God. He's like, you want to send me? I'm scared. I can't talk well. I don't know what to do. Are you sure? Because Moses lacked confidence in himself. He didn't feel worthy enough to be able to go. And that's what I'm telling you. It's okay because God deemed you worthy and he's going to give you everything you need to go and do what he called you to do. So Moses went and did his thing God told him to do and he's, you know, getting the Israelites out. They get to the Red Sea in Exodus 14:15, they're at the Red Sea and this is a verse that always amazes me. God says, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Thought he's saying, tell them to go. He's saying, I've made a provision. I made a provision for you on the other side of the sea. I made the provision. And if you remember the story, I love, 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 love. If you listen to me enough, you know it. Anything about the Israelites when they are in the wilderness, because it's such an amazing picture of God, even pointing to Christ. Like, there's so much in there that points to Christ, so much. It's when you start studying and realize it's so amazing. I pointed a few things out in our Gospel of John study. If you want to, especially like with the manna, if you want to grab that, it's in the group. It's under Guide 2. It's got a workbook, the videos. It's free, of course, for the Gospel of John. I would encourage you to go and listen to that. But what he's saying here is he's saying, look, just go. He's telling them to move on. And I thought, how many times do I keep crying out to God and saying, but what do you want me to do? But I don't know. But what's my purpose? Because I hear this all the time. And I did this for years. What's my purpose? What's my purpose? What's my purpose? I don't understand. When I was living in my purpose every day at that moment. Now I get it. Like, God said, just go, because you've already set you in your purpose. Like, you're here. You're walking in obedience to me. Whatever season of life you're in, this is your purpose. Okay, just go. And then, okay, I love this one. Because Judges 4:14, Deborah, which was a woman judge, I think that's why I love it. You know, it just goes to the fact of God saw women in the Bible. He saw women as leaders. He saw women as valued, oh, so valued. And it was, so Deborah was the judge. She said, Deborah said to Barak, go. This is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Has not the Lord gone ahead of you? And I thought, you know, when he tells us to go somewhere, he's gone ahead of us. That is so comforting to me to know that. And then, of course, Gideon, Judges 6:14, he said to Gideon, go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? I could read so many more. Y'all are probably like, don't read anymore, please. I could read so many more. And then even in, oh, let me just read one more to you, because I love just reading verses from the Bible. Acts 9:6 with Paul's conversion. Okay, Paul was killing Christians. Jesus met him on the road to Damascus, struck him down, and said, you're going to quit doing that, and now you're going to follow me. And then he said, now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. And so when I read that verse, I think, you know, sometimes, lots of times, I'm going to tell you, God says, go, but you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen when you get there. You don't know where you're going to go. If he says, go from here and I'm sending you somewhere else, you may not know where that is. You have to step out on faith for that. So that is my word of the year. But the reason I wanted to share it with you is because even if you don't choose a word, which, oh my goodness, is perfectly fine. Don't get caught up in doing what everybody else is doing for the sake of doing it. But what I do want to encourage you to do is think about this year, what are you going to change to grow spiritually? Because for us to grow, we have to make a change. So what do you need to change to grow spiritually? Because you can say, well, I want to go to church more this year. Okay, it's just like, honestly, any other goal you set. You know, I want to read my Bible more this year. I want to go to church more this year. Well, what are you going to have to change about yourself to make that happen? You have to make a decision and then make that change. And then you have to put a plan in, create new habits, which I'm actually talking about how to do that to help you be successful in our community, in our Facebook community. So that's what I want you to think about. So even if you didn't choose a word of the year, but maybe you just wrote down and prayed about, like, what are three things that I want to do this year to grow spiritually? Or what is one thing that's something else you can do? Or what's a word or phrase, like maybe God's going to give it to you, just like he did that year when he kept saying, draw near to me, like that was huge. A Bible verse that you repeat over and over again that reminds you, like, hey, he's telling you to go do this thing and you need to remember this in the process. So it can be so many different ways, but I just encourage you to pray and seek God and say, how do I need to grow spiritually this year? What do you want me to do differently? So I would love to hear, if you have a word, if you have a phrase, if you have a spiritual thing. I'm actually going to ask that question in my Facebook community. So if you'll join, I would love it if you would share there. If you're not on Facebook, just stay plugged in to my podcast. And of course, you can always send me a message, you know, on Instagram if you want to do that. I also have my email. So like you can go to my website, it's renewedbytruth.com. And if you have not been to my website and grabbed my free biblical affirmation cards, it has an affirmation for you, and then it has a Bible verse to go with it. I would definitely grab those, especially since it's the new year, because we always think about doing things differently in the new year. And I want you to work on you, your relationship with God, and growing spiritually, because that is what's going to grow you. And when you work on that, everything else in your life is going to be better. So thank you guys so much for joining. I will see you guys back here next week.